Denodo Data Bytes. Welcome back, everyone, to another exciting episode on the Denodo Data Bytes podcast. I am your host, Neha, and today we are diving into one of the most anticipated releases from Denodo, Denodo 9.1. To guide us through this conversation, we are thrilled to have Dominic Sartorio, VP of Product Marketing at Denodo, join us. Dominic, you've been instrumental in shaping how we position our platform in the market. But before we jump into our topic, that is Denodo 9.1, pioneering intelligent data fabrics and next-gen AI, could you give us a quick overview of your role at Denodo and your journey in the world of data?
Hi, Neha. Thanks again for having me. I run product marketing here at Denodo, which includes all of our content, our messaging, our customer marketing, our website, a variety of things. And been here now for over a year and have turned the crank on several product releases, all of whom have been really exciting and compelling for the market. So I'm particularly excited about this 9.1 release. It is a game changer for us, just the sheer size and scope of Gen AI related capabilities we have in it. I think it's going to change the game for us and for the broader market, especially everybody adopting Gen AI and putting AI-based agents and applications to work.
Awesome. I'm eager to know more, so let's jump right in. Denodo 9.1 sounds like a game changer, to be honest, and I know many of our listeners are keen to learn more. So can you give us an overview of what makes this release so exciting?
Yeah, so 9.1, it really builds on a major release we delivered earlier this year. In June, we delivered 9.0, which was marketed as intelligent data delivery. So we added a lot of capabilities in our data catalog, adding more context and semantics, self-service data preparation, and other features to provide more context and meaning around data, hence the intelligent aspect of it. And we started introducing some Gen AI features like a natural language search capability. Now with 9.1, we added some significant new functionality really in response to customer and partner feedback we've been hearing as 9.0 was being upgraded to or evaluated. Notably, AI is really, really being invested in out there. There are tremendous number of projects that we've encountered within our own install base, as well as new opportunities, where they are building AI-driven agents and apps, and they continue to struggle with the data frictions and data challenges involved there. And so observing that led us down the path of making significant additional investments on top of 9.0 to help deliver those AI projects much more effectively and productively than before. And we're also seeing most organizations now have adopted a cloud data platform like a Lakehouse that you might get from Snowflake or Databricks or any of the hyperscalers, but they were struggling with how to get the maximum ROI out of those data platforms, managing the expense, managing their performance, and also facilitating development of AI-based initiatives on top of them. So there too is an area of feedback that led us down the path of delivering 9.1. So essentially 9.0 delivered new capability around data intelligence and start introduce Gen AI related functionality. And then just the tremendous customer and partner feedback we got kept us down that path and investing more heavily in those areas.
That sounds great. Thank you, Dominic. So you mentioned that Denodo 9.1 builds on the foundations of the previous version. So what are the key improvements that users can look forward to in this release?
So lakehouses are becoming quite common, quite dominant out there. I think most organizations now have Snowflake or Databricks running on Amazon, Google, or Azure, or have some combination of them. And so often when a new customer adopts Denodo, it's in that data landscape that we're being deployed. But the challenges they've been having with these lakehouse platforms are as follows. Often the performance is not what they expect. They may have tuned it for one class of queries or type of workload, but not others. And the costs can be unpredictably high. You can have runaway queries that consume a lot of compute cost, and then it's a surprise when that monthly bill arrives. So we've been seeing organizations struggling with performance management and cost management aspects of these otherwise very powerful platforms. So this is where Denodo can help. So we have had a FinOps capability, so a FinOps dashboard. In 9.1, it's been augmented, and we've added operational metadata, which means monitoring actual data usage and correlating usage with compute and other resources that are being consumed. And we're being smarter about how do we optimize queries and recommend optimizations to our users for how to improve their performance and lower cost. So that's a major area of improvement. Another area of improvement is around open table formats like Iceberg. So earlier this year, both Databricks and Snowflake at their respective summits announced significant investments around Iceberg. Now, what is Iceberg? Iceberg is an open table format designed for high performance access to very large volumes of data, both analytical and transactional workloads. So it's ideal for data-driven apps, like what many AI-based applications are based on. So with the major data platform vendors throwing their weight around Iceberg, that has then led to significant and fast adoption of this as an open table format from the broader vendor community. Now, most data sources can expose, or it's easy to map to an Iceberg format. So we added capabilities there as well, where Iceberg is now a native source within Denodo. We can also project data as Iceberg. And not only that, but we can introspect all the metadata, so we can provide that meaning and context around Iceberg data. We also support a feature called time travel, meaning you can go back in time and query data as it looked in that table sometime in the past. So a lot of advanced, powerful features that can help both analysts and application developers get going with data available in that format. So those are the two most important areas that we focused on for lakehouse optimization. One is the cost and performance aspects, and the other is embracing open table formats, including Iceberg.
Thank you for covering that, Dominic. I was actually going to ask you about lakehouses, but glad we could cover that in the previous question itself. So let's move on to the next feature, which is Denodo Assistant. So I'm keen to know more about this. Is this an AI-powered tool? How does this fit into the vision of an intelligent data fabric?
Yeah, great question. And like I mentioned earlier, AI is a significant part of our 9.1 release because of all of these AI projects and initiatives that we're seeing get budgeted. And those customers and partners are telling us they struggle with the data management aspects. So the concept of an intelligent data fabric, super important. And as I mentioned earlier, we introduced this concept with our 9.0 release with intelligent data delivery, and you can build an intelligent data fabric with Denodo. That intelligence is so important because AI needs context in order to use data properly. So we do a great job in aggregating all enterprise data and presenting it to a large language model in a form it can easily query and consume, but without metadata, without context about what data from different sources is all about, then it cannot distinguish what data is really relevant and on what it should be basing its responses. So that intelligence is really important. And that intelligence consists of a lot of metadata, not just the technical metadata, like the schemas of the underlying data sources, but the business meaning, the business context, like is it customer-related data? Is it product-related data? Is it employee-related data? And other attributes related to that. And then finally, the operational metadata, which is metadata about how that data is being used. Who's accessing it? When are they accessing it? In what circumstances? And so then we're better able to make recommendations and guidance of what data is most relevant based on previous usage patterns. So all of that is what we make available through our data catalog since 9.0. Now, in 9.1, yeah, we introduced the Denodo Assistant. Now, the Denodo Assistant, it's a collection of Gen AI-powered features within the Denodo platform to help automate and simplify the various aspects of the data engineering required to deliver that context. And like I said earlier, that context, that metadata describing the relevance and usefulness of data is super important for Gen AI to be effective. So the Denodo Assistant includes several features that automate and simplify that data engineering activity. For example, there's a query wizard where now there's Gen AI is recommending the optimal structure of that query and how to performance tune it. So that's something, a great help to data engineers, you know, many of whom may not be performance experts necessarily of the underlying data sources, but now we have an AI that provides those recommendations. We also have a data preparation wizard that helps the consumers of data use the data catalog to prepare data, but now you have an AI that is recommending the optimal way to prepare data for a given use case. So it greatly accelerates and simplifies the job of provisioning data and creating data products out of it. We also have the ability to generate metadata, generate tags. So looking at what that data is similar to and then recommending tags, business meaning, business context associated with that data. We also have the ability, and this is really powerful, enrichment of text-based unstructured data. Many of our customers are using Gen AI not just to get more insights out of their structured data, like transaction histories and customer records, but unstructured data, like Word documents, call logs and transcripts, social media feeds, images. So a lot of unstructured data is can be mined by Gen AI for insights and next best actions. So with Denodo now, we have the ability enrich that unstructured data, to be able to scan it, or more accurately, we invoke a Gen AI large language model to introspect it, and then generate useful tags so that subsequently queries can know whether that data is relevant or not for whatever question was posed to it. So this is a powerful capability that helps us unify the structured and unstructured worlds and bring them together and make them both available for Gen AI projects to do their thing. And then finally, there's the natural language query capability, which was there in 9.0, but we've improved it so that the queries it generates are that much better informed by all the context and metadata that these other features are generating. So altogether, the Denodo Assistant is a really powerful collection of capabilities that help streamline and automate getting data AI ready. So in effect, we're using Gen AI to make data ready for Gen AI. So eating our own dog food in a way. But yeah, I'd imagine any data engineer, you know, any user of Denodo would love this stuff. The Denodo Assistant, it would make their lives a lot easier, makes them a lot smarter, and able to do really hard things like performance tuning much more easily. And in effect, we can democratize the ability to do those previously very difficult data engineering tasks.
Definitely agree. Thank you, Dominic. Denodo is truly taking intelligent data delivery and data management to the next level with this recently updated version. So now moving on to another key feature, that is Denodo AI SDK. What is this and how does it empower developers to build smarter, more efficient AI applications?
Yeah, the AI SDK, another great new feature, a capability that we're delivering with 9.1. So the AI SDK helps developers of these AI-based applications be more productive, to incorporate data that the AI needs to power the application into that application's overall development lifecycle, you know, package that data as part of that application, wherever and however that application is deployed, whether it's its own web app or it could be embedded or running on some device. And so why would we Why would Denodo invest in something like an AI SDK? Because historically, we built product for data engineers, people on the data team whose job it was to package up and deliver data to other consumers in the organization. And those consumers can include application developers. But this is really the first time we're delivering capability intended for those application developers themselves. And why would we do this? Well, the reason is the feedback we've been getting from customers. So customers love that Denodo has the ability to bring together diverse data sources and make it easy for an app to access. They love the metadata we generate, which makes Gen AI that much more effective because we provide that context and business meaning. But then the application developers are still kind of on their own to pick up and package up that data as part of their application, make sure the data products they build are actually fit for purpose for the application that that depends on them. And what tools, what services could we provide to make that job easier? So that's what led us down the path of the AI SDK. So I imagine your next question is, great, then what is the AI SDK or what's in it? And what's in it is it's a set of capabilities that streamline the application development lifecycle. So that includes a set of pre-built APIs and components for packaging up and delivering data to a large language model. Those APIs are diverse. There's RESTful APIs, program APIs. So whatever way that application is deployed, right? Like if it's on server-side app or it's a web app or it's embedded on a device, it could even be a mobile app. There's a fit-for-purpose way for that AI to access data in a way that performs and makes sense given wherever that app is operating. We also have security features in there. So one of the concerns we've heard about AI in general is privacy and data security and making sure data does not get misused. So we give app developers the ability to easily specify session level security and take that complexity away from them. And finally, the AI SDK comes with some sample applications and quick start tutorials. So a developer can see like, oh, here's a simple app, AI based app that was built using the SDK. And often that's the best way for developers to learn something is to see an example that has already been built. Now the AI SDK, it's packaged up and it's available for free, right? This is another big win for developers. All you need to run the AI SDK is some instance of Denodo running underneath, right? And that could also be Denodo Express, which is also free. So this is a big deal for us. We want to get the AI SDK in the hands of as many AI application developers as possible. And what better way than to give them free stuff, right? So the AI SDK plus Express are free, freely downloadable, and they can be downloaded together. We'll offer them as a package together to make it easy to download and get going quickly. And finally, and I think there's also a big win for developers, the AI SDK is open source. We're open sourcing it under the Apache license. It will be available under in GitHub. So anybody who sees the AI SDK, but they can see that where they have ideas for their own improvements they'd like to make, or they want to tweak it to meet their own development best practices. I can imagine systems integrators may want to do this, ISVs, other mature development organizations may want to do this, then being open source is a huge win. They can easily implement and then distribute their own modifications. So going back to 9.1 and how the AI SDK fits, this is a big part of the AI theme of Denodo 9.1. And where not only are we making data engineers' life easier with the Denodo Assistant, but now on the consumer side, application developers consuming that data, we're making their lives easier as well by making it easier for them to incorporate data into their AI-driven apps and part of their development lifecycle.
Very interesting indeed. So by now we've covered the various updates and new features with Denodo 9.1. I also wanted to know how these new features and updates benefit our existing customers. For businesses already leveraging Denodo, what does 9.1 mean for their data journey into AI and advanced analytics?
Yeah, great question. I'd really point to two things for existing customers to look at. First, most of our existing customers, you're running Denodo in conjunction with a lakehouse type of platform like Snowflake, Databricks, Google BigQuery, Amazon Redshift, Azure, so or some combination of them. And more frequently, it is a combination, and you may be multi-cloud as well. But you're challenged by the costs of operating those platforms, and performance tuning them is always a bit tricky. So the performance and cost management improvements we're making in 9.1 can give you an immediate ROI boost, a return on investment boost for those underlying platforms, and be able to run them with better performance and more cost effectively. So that's the first reason I would give an existing customer to take a look at 9.1. And then the second reason would be AI initiatives are getting going. So especially our existing customers, you may have deployed Denodo a long time ago to solve a different category of problems, like enabling a logical data warehouse or providing a single interface across distributed data. Those were the most common reasons our customers have adopted. But now there's another reason, and AI initiatives are sprouting up throughout an organization, and they're very new, right? Gen AI was just not even known as a term less than 2 years ago, right? So we do call to all of our existing customers and the data team, our champions within our existing customers. You can be an AI champion now too, right? So it'll be part of the next wave of innovation happening in your organization, which is AI-based. Get connected with all of those teams that are working on AI innovations, like they're building an app, a smarter app, or using AI to improve a business process. Be part of those conversations and be like the data hero to get data AI ready and in a form that those teams can readily consume. So that's a huge reason to take a look at 9.1 and be part of the AI journey that most likely is already happening within your organization. So those are the two reasons. First, get the lakehouse performance and cost under better control. And then the second reason is be part of the AI innovation wave happening in your organization. And with the Denodo Assistant and the AI SDK, there's a powerful toolbox there for making data AI ready and incorporating it as part of those apps.
Wonderful. Thank you, Dominic, for the excellent explanation. It's clear that this new version is a robust and valuable tool for organizations advancing into their AI journey. And Denodo 9.1 seems like a game changer for businesses striving to stay ahead in this competitive landscape. Now, before we wrap up, let's dive into a quick Q&A session, shall we?
Yeah.
Awesome. So what's one feature in Denodo 9.1 that you think will surprise users the most?
Yeah, that's a really tough question. It's like asking, you know, which of my kids are my favorite. But I'll put this from the point of view of what's going to be most readily noticeable by end users who are familiar with our product, have used earlier versions. I think that's actually the Denodo Assistant. Denodo Assistant is actually a collection of features that are spread throughout our product, right? There's the native language querying, which shows up in our catalog. There's metadata recommendations, which and then query optimization recommendations. All of these show up in different places in our product, but all of them are identified with a new icon we're putting out there. The Denodo Assistant icon, which is a variation of the Denodo logo, but showing basically sparks flying, like there's a lot of intelligence and almost magical intelligence in there. And that'll be very noticeable when you launch 9.1 and go to the familiar user experiences that you've been using, where now suddenly you see the Denodo Assistant icon there. And I'm sure many of our end users are going to wonder what that is, and they'll interact with it, and they'll be very much wowed by the results, and then can't wait to actually make use of it in real projects. So I think Denodo Assistant will be the most visible, noticeable new capability that existing end users will we'll see.
Well said. Thanks, Dominic. And I'm sure this is an easy one for you. If you had to describe Denodo 9.1 in three words, what would it be?
Well, it's always hard to net things out to three words, right? I would pick be AI ready, right? That's three words. I think there's a hyphenation in there. Because essentially that's what most of this release does, which is enable you to deliver AI ready data in a way that's cost and performance effective, with like the Lakehouse optimization features we talked about, more productively, which is what Denodo Assistant can do, and as part of the AI application development and innovation itself, which is what the AI SDK would do. So I think pretty much everything in 9.1 can credibly be described by, you know, getting AI ready. Another phrase I would use is be an AI innovator, right? And I know that's four words, but I mean, that's essentially what we're enabling our customers, our partners, and any end user for that matter to do, where you now have a toolbox that gives you a seat directly at the table of all the AI innovation happening in your organization, you know, right down to business process improvements, new applications, new customer experiences, and so on, that organizations are building around AI. So be part of those projects and be like the data hero to remove all the data friction and get those innovations delivered and deployed faster.
Thank you, Dominic. Thank you for walking us through the incredible innovations, new features, and updates happening with this exciting version of Denodo 9.1. To our listeners, thank you for tuning in. If you've enjoyed this episode, please head over to denodo.com/podcast to find out more resources on all things data.